of Hebrews. 我们会开始看希伯来书。The book of Hebrews. 当我们揭紧的时候呢，跟大家讲一讲这个的找不到哪一，我两个黄色就是顶那个扭细它。上下边嗰个唔好闹，嗰个系录音掣。啊，我哋教会装修开始尾声喎。The church is coming close to the end of the project。佢应该系一两个礼拜就做晒。They should be finished in about one or two weeks。佢已经做紧好少嘅工程 ，and they're really not doing a whole lot。佢咁啊，靠神被师傅继续有智慧，系做啲最后嘅工，即系最辛苦嘅工，即系啲电线啊拉晒、驳晒吓，电箱啊上晒。The last part is kind of maybe the hardest, is they put all the electric wires, you know, connect back into the big fuse box. 佢要换咗个三上电啊，即系换翻嗰个电表箱啊。那个是靠主给他安全的， so they have to change the 380 volt fuse box, you know, and so just pray that God, you know, gives them wisdom that they're safe. 都为因为我们是即系要决定，因为钱的问题呢，就是做不做个地，如果做埋个地，可能七月先可以搬入嚟，因为要做个地要一段时间，慢慢俾佢系可以做得好。And if we decide if we have the funds to do the floor, we might not be able to move in until July because it will take time, you know, to do the floor and for the floor to dry. 所以我哋都为呢啲事继续仰望主。咁啊，而家都好多灰尘，所以是靠神继续保守。And there's a lot of dust up there, so pray for the Lord to take care of that. 如果你未睇过，你有兴趣睇，都欢迎你。啲工人即系日日都喺树，咁啊可以上去睇。If you haven't seen the church, we welcome you to go take a look. 但系真系好多灰尘，冇喺到啲嘢翻嚟白色晒。But if you go up and take a look, don't rub up against the walls. You come back all white. 咁我一齐睇希伯来书第一章。Let's turn our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 1. 希伯来书。今日呢，我哋睇希伯来书呢，就想认识耶稣嘅身份。Here in Hebrews, we want to learn about who Jesus is, his identity. 即系每人有自己嘅身份。Everybody has their identity. 咁你袋里边带住一个嘅身份证。And in your wallet, you have your ID card. 咁可能有啲人有两三个身份证，有回乡证，有香港证，有澳门证，或者台湾证、美国证。You know, some people have two or three identities. You know, they've got a back to village identity, they've got a Macau ID, they've got a Hong Kong ID, maybe a Taiwan or a US passport or something. 咁我哋人人都有我哋嘅身份，但系亦都有我哋嘅在社会上的身份地位都是一个身份，是不是？ But even our position, our work in society is also our identity. 例如呢，澳门特首，他的身份就是特首，是不是？ For example, the special administrator of Macau, his identity is the administrator, 是不是？有些高官的，他的身份是高官，可能局长的司长， maybe in some of the government officials, their identity is that being the head of the department or whatever. 有老板的身份， some of you are bosses, 亦都有老师的身份， and then there are teachers. 可能我们大部分是什么身份，你知不知道？ Most of us are probably this identity, 平民百姓，是不是？但人人都有个身份，身份又是代表你，你是边个。And your identity, we all have an identity, and that represents who you are. 但亦都身份呢会代表你的权力，是不是？ But also your identity represents your power, your authority. 我是一个爸爸，所以我的身份我是有个，我是爸爸又是丈夫， 咁喺家庭里边，我系揸权咧，所以喺屋企里边，我嘅权力系去到我家里边啊。And because I'm a father and I'm a husband, in my family I have authority, and maybe my authority only stretches to my family. 所以身份会影响到你嗰个权，你个范围有几多个权？如果警察咧，警察有冇身份？Do police officers have an identity? 他亦都有一个特权嘛，可以陀枪嘛。And they also have the authority, they can have a gun. 啊，如果你今日带陀枪翻嚟，我哋可能觉得你一系贼，一系警察。And if you have a gun on you today, we're going to look at you as either a thief or a policeman. 所以身份好紧要嘅。咁耶稣有咩身份？And so, identity is important. So, what is the identity of Jesus? 耶稣的身份呢，如果我们不清楚呢，我们是很难很真实去相信他。And if we don't understand the identity of Jesus, it's very hard to really believe in who he is. 所以我们一定要是了解清楚耶稣的身份。So, we must have a good understanding of who Jesus is. 那可能屋企呢，如果拜神呢，门口有个土地神。土地公，厨房有个灶君。And in the house, if you worship the Chinese gods, in the front door, you've got the ground god, the god of the ground, and in the kitchen, you have the kitchen god. 是吗？咁即系如果耶稣系咁样，嗱，土地公咧就系管地，灶君系管食饭。咁啊，仲有边个咧？耶稣系西方嘅神，中国有中国嘅神。咁啊，西方嘅神我哋唔使理，因为有自己嘅神啊嘛。And because you know you got the ground, the God of the ground, you got the God of the kitchen, you know, and Jesus is the God of the Western world, and we're Chinese, so we don't worship the Western God, so we got our own God， 系咪？咁如果我哋唔了解耶稣嘅身份，我哋就可有可冇嘅撇埋佢一边。And if we don't understand who Jesus is, we can say, well, maybe we don't really need this guy. We'll just put him off on the one side。啱唔啱啊？咁所以我哋喺希伯来书咧，系可以了解清楚究竟耶稣系边个。And so from the book of Hebrews, we can understand clearly who Jesus is。咁而我哋认识佢系，我哋可以知道啊，佢呢个嘅权力，佢呢个嘅身份系管啲乜嘢。我哋使唔使跟随 ？And then, as we understand who he is, where the extent of his authority goes, and what his identity is, then we can have a better understanding. Do we need to follow, or should we worship this God? 所以我哋睇希伯来书第一章，我哋今日就系睇第一节至到第四节。So this morning we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 4.第一节。神既在古时藉着众先知和多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世藉着他的儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾藉着他创造诸世界，也是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真像，常用他权能的命令托住万有，他洗净我人的罪，就坐在高天自大者的右边。他所承受的名，既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。我们一起祈祷 ，Let's pray。天父，我们多谢你，今日我们在这个时候可以敬拜你，可以回来唱诗歌，可以听你的教导。主要我们靠你的灵，今天是大大向我们讲说话，让我们可以更加明白神你的今天要我们了解的意思，特别明白耶稣的身份是远超过一切的。主要我们是靠你亲自向我们讲说话。我们将以下的时间交在你的手里面，多谢主听他祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。今天我们看到耶稣是远超过万有。 So this morning we look at Jesus is superior over all. 讲之前系讲少少呢个背景，希伯来书嘅。And before we get into who Jesus is, just give a little background on the book of Hebrews. 希伯来书呢就系、新约圣经系好特别 ，and the book of Hebrews is very special in the whole New Testament， 因为佢又同其他书有啲唔同 ，because it's very different than other New Testament books。佢一开始呢就好似个文章啊、散文 ，and the beginning of the book is like an essay。跟住去到中间呢好似一个讲道嘅。And the middle of the book is like a message, a preaching message. 跟住到书尾呢就似好似保罗嗰啲书信。And then the end of the book is kind of like Paul's epistles. 所以佢有好似三样嘅唔同嘅风格喺一本书里面。And so it's like it's got three different, styles in one book. 但係佢係由头到尾係用好多教育圣经嘅经文係话我哋听耶稣嘅身份。But from the beginning of the book to the end, it's using a lot of the Old Testament to show us who Jesus is. 佢用教育圣经29个经文就係引用喺度嘅。And it uses 29 different references to the Old Testament. 亦都係用教育圣经嘅53个教育嘅例子。And it uses 53 Old Testament illustrations. 所以成本书呢就係好似睇緊教育嘅一啲嘅嘢，但係讲緊新约。And so the whole book is like talking about the Old Testament, but relating it to us in the New Testament. 所以係可以帮我哋更加係做基督徒呢明白点解圣经有教育同埋新约。And so it can help us as Christians understand the difference in how to relate, synthesize the Old Testament with the New Testament. 讲到呢本书嘅作者呢可能是很多不同的、人有不同的看法。And about the author of this book, a lot of different people have different opinions. 是没人知道谁写希伯来书。Nobody knows who wrote the book of Hebrews. 有很多的人选，但没一个 是肯定，因为本书本身没告诉我们听。And there are a lot of different opinions, but there's absolutely no way to know for sure who wrote this book, because the book never tells us.我本人觉得是保罗，但是很多人觉得保罗没可能写这些这样的希列文。I think that Paul wrote the book, but a lot of other people say that Paul couldn't write this high quality of Greek. 但是我们不要理谁写，因为我们知道是神给我们，是圣灵给我们。But we don't have to worry about who wrote the book, we just know that God gave us the book because it was inspired by the Holy Spirit, 是吗？所以我们今天我们 是一揭到咧就呢、这个嘅，我啲字系乱晒咯。OK， 啊呢本书咧一开始讲系讲咩？喺第一节话神基在古时，藉着众先知多次多方晓谕列祖。And in the first verse, it tells us that God in throughout history, in sundry times, has spoken to us in many ways and through many different people.这个经文是很紧要，我告诉你，我们信这位神呢，他是很想跟你讲话的。And I want to tell you, this is an important verse because the God that we believe in wants to talk to you. 我们的神，我们的耶稣呢，是很主动想跟你倾偈，想讲话给你听。The Jesus that we believe in wants to have a communication with you.那我唔知道大家以前拜神嘅时候咧，你会唔会系去拜神嘅时候烧香啊？希唔希望嗰个神位即系同你讲话咧 ？Have any of you when you used to worship idols or the gods, the Chinese gods, did you want the god when you're giving him incense? Do you want him to start talking to you?
系多数唔想啊嘛，即系如果佢系同我讲嘢，快啲走啊，系咪？系好惊噶，系咪 ？You don't want him to talk. You're afraid. You know. You want to get out of there. 系咪？
但系我哋嘅基督教，我哋嘅神咧，我哋想我哋嘅主同我哋倾偈，同埋主系好主动，佢用呢个主动嘅行动咧，系同人讲话。
You know, we want God to speak to us, and not only that, but God is taking the initiative to talk to man. 神在透过历史的是多次多方是向人讲话。And God throughout the history of man, through many different ways and through many different people, has spoken to us. 所以我们看到这本圣经是很特别的，因为神是透过很多不同的方式是向人讲话。And so the Bible is so unique because God has spoken to us in so many different ways.
如果你熟悉教育圣经，你会知道神用很多不同的方法与人讲话。
If you're familiar with the Old Testament, you know that God used many different ways to talk to people.
是不是有时是异梦啊？有时是异象啊？
Sometimes it's through a dream or through a vision.
有时是有派天使直接跟他讲。
Maybe God would send an angel to speak to them.
可能有时呢就是听到个声音在天空出现。
Maybe they'd hear a voice from heaven.
好似摩西呢，佢睇到一棵树着着火呢，但系唔烧像，唔烧着，系咪？唔烧毁啊，应该唔烧毁。
And then Moses, you know, he saw the burning bush, but the bush never burn out.
神系用好多唔同嘅方法呢，系向人讲话，有先知系讲神嘅说话。
And then even he used prophets, they would speak to the people.
讲到先知，早几个礼拜好多人讲，即系所谓先知话5月21号嘅世界末日。
Yeah, talk about prophets. You know, the last couple of weeks, a lot of people have been talking about this prophet who's saying the world is going to end on May 21st.
咁我亲自冇听到呢个嘅预言咧。不过翻到查经班，有人嚟讨论，我啲女又喺学校听，又翻嚟又问我长短。
I never heard about this guy, and that people come to the Bible study and ask you about it. And my daughters at school are talking about it.
但系你睇下今日几多号啊？5月29号。
But today it's May 29th.
世界未完完，我哋仲喺度。
And the world is still here. We're still here.
啊！那个先知是叫什么？假先知。
That prophet is a false prophet.
圣经讲明啊，没人知道哪日哪是神。无论你怎样计算啊，我计算这些日子的数字啊，讲这个数字是这样一定是那日。没神是假的。
And so he's got this method, you know, he works out the mathematical equation, you know, so many thousands of years it's going to be on that day, 7,000 days or something. You can't figure it out.
God said, nobody knows the hour of the day. Am I? 真的先知，圣经讲明，先知讲的话一定要100%准确，如果不是拿石头打死他。
And the Bible says that for a prophet to be a true prophet, he has to be 100% accurate. If he's not 100% accurate, they had to take stones and kill the guy.
咁啊，如果系我哋教育圣经时代咧，美国嗰位咧话5月21号咧，其实已经第二次、第三次系错咗咧，应该攞石头打死佢咪？
If we're in the Old Testament, this guy from the United States who's, you know, May 21st, it's already the second time or the third time he's been wrong. He should be stoned if he was in the Old Testament.
但我们现在不是教育圣经，所以我们不会打死人，是吧？
But now we're not in the Old Testament, so we're not going to kill the guy.
我们要为他祷告，你知道害死很多人，很多人信他就变卖我家的东西，就去等候那天，还怎会世界末日，我不用上班的，我的投资就全部是买这些大标志的，5月21号是世界末日，还
在那里，那些钱又浪费了，怎么死，怎么算啊？You know, he destroyed a lot of people's lives. People actually gave up their jobs. They sold all of their possessions and they invested in advertising saying with big billboards, May 21st, the end of the world. And they believed it. Now it's May 29th, they're still here and they don't have a job and they have no money left.
弟兄姊妹，你千祈唔好听呢啲咁嘅嘢。神系透过佢嘅圣经向我哋讲话。God has spoken to us through His Bible。我哋系要知道神多次多方向人讲话。
And God has spoken in many ways, in many times that He is real。
嗱，呢个第一节咧，如果我哋用新译本睇，新译本话曾经多次用种种方式。如果新汉语圣经话多次用多种方式，都系一样。神是向我们用很多很多的方法，很多不同的时候。
And you know, from different translations of the Bible, it just says that God spoke to us through many ways, through many different times, many different people.
我觉得这个已经可以证明圣经的真实。
That can already prove that the Bible is real.
你知不知道？譬如荷兰经、伊斯兰教、穆哈默德，一个人听到记载，跟住人哋写翻低穆哈默德讲嘅说话，咁就去完成一个荷兰经。Like the book of the Quran
for the Islamic people was written by Muhammad.Muhammad spoke the words and then his disciples wrote down what he said.
Actually, Muhammad couldn't read, so he just verbalized it all.
Muhammad 其实是不识字，所以他要讲话呢，人家要死了之后先写的。
And after Muhammad died, you know, then they recorded what they remembered of him teaching.
但是一个人的说话的，圣经是怎样的？But the book of Quran is one person. How about the Bible? 圣经是40个不同的作者经过1500年的时间才写下来。You know, the Bible had 40 different authors over a span of 1,500 years. 1500年的40不同的作者肯定讲的东西是有40个不同的看法，是吗？If there's 40 different authors over 1,500 years, there must be 40 different teachings in this Bible.
你说是吗？但当我们看圣经，我们发现到不是的。圣经由头到尾是一个故事，是没有互相矛盾，没有冲突。
But when you read the Bible, you discover that the Bible is one story. It's his story from the beginning to the end. There is no conflict among what the different teachers taught. So when we read the Bible, we find out, you know, it's God one way through these 40 people, repeat the same thing. And so what we find in the Bible is that God speaking through 40 different people over 1,500 years, telling us the same thing over and over and over again. God one way through these 40 people, repeat the same thing. And what is it that God keeps telling us over and over again?
It's God loves you.That God loves you. 神是要同你讲话，神想同你建立关系。
That God wants to talk to you. He wants to build a relationship with you. 我哋嘅圣经系不停咁样讲。你睇第一节话系多次多方，跟住第二节咧话就在呢个末世嘅时候，藉着他儿子晓谕我们。And in the verse 2 it says, it continues to say that not only in diverse places and sundry times, but it also says that God in the last days has spoken to us through his Son.
Now, 这个末世就是由耶稣诞生一直到现在是叫末世。
And the last days is from the time that Jesus was born until today when Jesus comes back. That is the last days.
我们现在就是末世，在末世神怎样向我们讲说话，就是透过耶稣。
And so in the last days, how is God speaking to man? He is speaking to man through Jesus Christ.
耶稣就是神给我们的讯息。
And Jesus is a message that God is speaking to us.
所以你看教育圣经呢，你见到教育圣经一路讲跟耶稣要来的。
And so when you look at the Old Testament, it says that Jesus is going to come.
你看到新约圣经告诉我，耶稣已经来了。
And in the New Testament, it tells us Jesus already came.
所以整本圣经告诉你，耶稣。
And so the whole Bible is telling you about Jesus.
讲这个圣经的话，你听耶稣是什么。
And so what is the Bible telling you about Jesus?
这个圣经告诉你，我们在这几节看到是七样的很重要。
And the whole synopsis of the Bible can be here in these few verses, and it's telling us seven important things about Jesus.
耶稣是有七样的是很重要的，在这里的神是告诉我们知。
And these seven things are very important that God is speaking to us that we need to know.
第一样的呢，你看一下在第二节尾，又早已立他为圣受万有的。
In the second half of verse 2, it tells us that God established him to be over all.
耶稣就是被神立耶稣为万有的。
And God established Jesus to be Lord of all, superior of over all.
因为耶稣是神的儿子，他是超过一切。
Because Jesus is the Son of God, he is over all.
当我讲耶稣是神的儿子，要解释，很多人不明白。 When I say that Jesus is the Son of God, I need to explain because a lot of people don't understand.
嗱，我有四个小朋友，我系爸爸，我嘅仔就系我嘅仔，我太太同我生佢出嚟。
I have four children, right? And my son was born by my wife through me and my wife,
系咪？所以我哋有，我系原本有我冇我啲仔女。跟住我生个仔就系有个儿子，系咪
？So originally there is me, no children, and then we had children, and now there's children. So there is me, and now there's me and my child.
神系咪咁？有父神，有儿子，系咪神生耶稣出嚟嘅
？Is that what it means? There is God, the Father, and then there's the Son, and so God gave birth to the Son.
系咪咁啊？有啲人会觉得系嘅，我话你听唔系嘅。这个父子关系呢，不是一个真的好像我们人的父子关系，在神和耶稣的关系是一个角色的关系。
With God, the God and the Father is not like us for human fathers and sons relationship, it's more of a positional relationship.
因为当我们看到圣经的时候呢，耶稣一直都存在，耶稣一直都是儿子，神一直都是父亲。
Because when we study the Bible, we see that Jesus has always existed. Jesus has always been the Son, and the Father is always the Son.
神是无开始无结束，耶稣是无开始无结束。神一直是父神，耶稣一直是儿子。
Jesus has always been and will always be. God is eternal from eternity to eternity. God has been the Father forever, and the Son has been the Son, the eternal Son forever.
So, Jesus is not coming out, not suddenly before, and then there is. He is always the Son.
So, Jesus was not born as a Son. He has always been the Son.
我们看到这一点的时候呢，是会发现到呢，耶稣那个身份是很特别的。
When we talk about that, you know, the identity of Jesus is very special.
所以这里是讲我们听，耶稣就是不是一个神生出来的婴孩，耶稣就是神的另一位，三一真神，三位一体。
And so Jesus is not a baby that was born to God, but Jesus is the second person in the Trinity. He is eternal God.
可能你觉得牧师很难明白你这样讲，但是我告诉你，耶稣就是永远到永远一直都存在。
Maybe you find it very hard to understand, but we can believe that Jesus is from eternity to eternity. He has always been, and he always will be.
你同我一起睇腓立比书第二章第五节至到第十一节。
Look with me in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 11.
因为耶稣个身份，如果我们不清楚我们信耶稣我们信什么，
if we do not understand the identity of Jesus, then maybe we don't really understand how to believe in Jesus.
腓立比书第二章第五节至到十一节，
in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 to 11，
我读这个是新译本。你们应当有这样的意念，这也是基督耶稣的意念。他本来有神的形象，却不坚持自己与神平等的地位，反而倒空自己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既然有人的样子，就是至今卑微，信服之死，而且死在十字架上。因此神把他升为至高，并且赐给他超过万名之上的名，使天上地上和地底下的一切因着耶稣的名都要屈膝，并且考虑承认耶稣基督是主，使荣耀归给父神。 但系呢个经文有几样好紧要嘅事。In this passage, there's a few very important things. 第一，我哋睇到耶稣原本系点样。At first, it tells us what was Jesus like before he came to earth. 呢度讲明咧，耶稣本来有神嘅形象。It says that first he had the image of God. 嗱，你每日起身望个镜，你睇到自己嘅形象，你睇到啲乜嘢？Every morning when you wake up and you look in the mirror and you see your image in the mirror, what do you see? 你见唔见到我嘅样？ Do you see my face? 唔系咩？我起身我照镜，我睇到我嘅样。点解你起身唔系睇我嘅样咩？ When I wake up and I look in the mirror, I see my face. Why don't you guys see my face? 因为你唔系我嘛。如果你我哋话耶稣系有神嘅形象，即是话耶稣嘅形象同神嘅形象系一样。If we say that Jesus has the image of God, and that God has the image of God, and Jesus has the image of God, then their image is the same. 是不是？耶稣和神是一样嘛。Jesus and God are the same. 你知道吗？耶稣讲过，他自己说，我与父原为一。Jesus said, I and the Father are one. 耶稣讲过呢，你是听我讲，是等于听天父，你见到我等于见到天父。Jesus said, listen to me, because what I'm speaking is from the Father. You've seen me, you've seen the Father. 所以耶稣自己说他和神是同一的，合一的。他约翰福音十四章第一节说，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。Jesus said, don't be anxious and worried.You believe in God, you should also believe in me. 是不是？所以我们看得到耶稣的身份是什么？耶稣就是神的，他有神的形象，他原本是有神的形象。So we see, what is the identity of Jesus? He has the image of God, he is God. 跟着呢，腓立比书第二章说神和耶稣是平等的地位。Then in Philippians, it also tells us that Jesus and God were equal. 是不是？耶稣来到世间，他是没以平等的地位，他没争坚持这个平等的地位，他放弃这个平等的地位。And so Philippians says that he did not hold on to this equality with God. He willingly gave it up. 那如果讲父子，我是大，我的仔是小，你看看他在后面小小粒，未高，我的大仔是高过我，不过他不够我肥。If you talk about my son, you know, my son sitting back there, he's younger than I am, he's smaller than I am. My older son is taller than I am, but he's not as fat as me. 于是呢，我又无论体积或者是权力呢，我大过他。And so in size and strength, I'm bigger than he is. So 当我们想到父子关系，会觉得一个大，一个小。So when we think about father and son relationship, we think of God is big and Jesus is little. 是不是？但这个说什么？这个说耶稣和神是平等。But here it tells us that God and Jesus are the same, they're equal.Jesus has equality with God. 不是说高低之分哦。There is no higher and lower status among the two. 他是平等， they are equal. 但耶稣做了一样东西，他是倒空自己，降卑自己来到世间。But Jesus did something very special. He gave up of himself, he emptied himself, and he came to this world. 他拿了人体成为一个人。 He became a man, he took on a physical body. 所以耶稣原本是天上，但他来到世界。 So Jesus was in heaven, but he came to earth. 好奇妙， It's very amazing. 他不单止来到世界，他成为一个人，死在十字架上。 Not only did he come to the earth, but he died on the cross. 所以你继续看他死在十字架之后，他从死里复活升天，现在在哪里？ So he, after he died on the cross and he went back into heaven, now where is he? 他又回原本万名之上的万口
要承认万失要跪拜耶稣是主。And now God is, Jesus is back in the heaven. He is above all names, and every mouth will confess, every tongue shall confess, and every knee shall bow that Jesus is Lord.
So, Jesus is 有呢个身份，佢嚟到世界为我哋死，跟住翻翻天上，一样有呢个高高嘅。超过万有的身份。
And so Jesus had that authority. He came down to earth. He died on the cross for you. Now he's back in heaven. And he still has that authority.
耶稣的身份很奇妙。你看回希伯来书，你见到耶稣有这几样东西，他不单只是胜受万有。胜受万有是希伯来书第二章下半节。由早已立他为圣守万有，也曾藉着他创造诸世界。
So Jesus is not only above all things, but he was creator of all things.
耶稣是超过万有，因为他创造万有，他亦都要承受万有。咩叫承受万有？你有冇人有承受过遗产啊？
Has anybody received an inheritance?
有没有、有、我都有的，不过虽然是小的，不过都有的。
I've received, a few of us have, and I've had received an inheritance, it's small.
如果你是尼嘉盛的儿子，你可不可以承受他的遗产？
If you are the son of, Lee Kong Yi, is it? 尼嘉盛英文， I don't know how to say his English name.Stanley Hall, if, 如果你
韩生的仔咧，可唔可以承受佢嘅遗产？
唔得啊，喺度斗紧啊，唔知边个可以得到。
Maybe not, because they're fighting over it, right? Who's going to get it? 但耶稣系承受万有咩意思
？So Jesus has received all things. What does that mean?
原本一切属于佢嘅，原本一切属于神嘅，咁而家仍然系佢嘅。
But now it's all still in His hands.
你同我睇哥罗西书第一章十五节至到十八节。
Look with me in Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 to 18。
哥罗西书第一章十五节至到十八节。这爱子是那看不见的神的形象，是首先的，在一切被造的之上，因为天上地上的万有，看得见的和看不见的，无论是作王位的，或是作主的，或是执政的，或是掌权的，都是本着他做的，万有都是藉着他的，又是为着他而做的，藉着他又是为他做的。他在万有之先，万有也一同靠着他而存在。他的身体，他是身体的头，这身体就是教会。他是原始，是死人中首先复活的，好像他在凡事常居首位。
这个他就是耶稣，一路讲紧耶稣，耶稣是怎样？耶稣是神的形象，耶稣是先首先的，耶稣是创造者，耶稣是超过一切，耶稣又是承受一切。
So here it tells, who is this that he's talking about? It's talking about Jesus. Jesus is the image of God. He is the first. He created all things, and for him were all things created.
He is superior overall. He is the inheritor. It all belongs to him.
告诉你一个好消息，一切属于耶稣，你信耶稣，你知不知道你有份？
There's good news here. All belongs to Jesus. If you believe in Jesus, do you know what that means? You have a part in it.
圣经说，在罗马书说我们，因为我们信耶稣，我们成为神的儿女，就是成为后嗣。
The Bible tells us in Romans that because we believe in Jesus, thatWe are co-heirs with Jesus.
一切佢系耶稣承受一切，我哋信耶稣，我哋同佢系后嗣。呢个咁伟大嘅、咁伟大嘅产业系你嘅，比李嘉诚、比韩生更大嘅。 And this great inheritance is bigger than Stanley Ho's or Bill Gates' inheritance. It's more than that, and it's yours because you believe in Jesus.
你信耶稣，你拥有嘅咁好嘅。
Because you believe in Jesus, you have such a great inheritance.
是不是很奇妙的？我们在地上可能是住小小间的屋，在天上有个王宫。
Here on earth, we might live in a very small house, but in heaven, you're going to have a mansion.
在地上呢，我们可能是很穷的，在天上是很富有。
Here on earth, you might be very poor, but when you get to heaven, you're going to be rich.
在地上呢，可能我们是没什么身份，平民百姓，在天上你是有个新的身份。
Here on earth, you may just be a nobody, just a normal person, a common man in society, but in heaven, you have a special identity.
你知唔知你系咩身份呢
？Do you know what your identity is？
如果你信耶稣嘅，你嘅身份呢系比早几个礼拜有一个世纪嘅婚礼更好嘅身份。
If you're a Christian and your identity is better than a few weeks ago, this wedding of the century，
你知道世纪嘅婚礼系王子同埋新王妃结婚系咪？
You know the wedding of the century, the prince Philip and his new wife, his bride, the princess.
如果你信耶稣，你是公主，不是女仔先是公主，男仔是王子。
If you're a lady and a believer in Christ, you are a princess. And if you're a man and you believe in Jesus, you are a prince.
所以你可以望一隔离，如果佢信耶稣，你话公主。王子
So you can point next to you, and if somebody's saying that, you can call them prince or princess.
是真的喔，我觉得我太太是公主，不过我不知道她当不当我王子呢。
I consider my wife a princess, but I wonder if she considers me a prince.
但你在耶稣里面，你是有这个身份。
You have this identity in Jesus.
神好奇妙。继续看，耶稣是创造一切。
Jesus created it all.
这个经文讲明，也曾藉着他创造诸世界。这个他就是神的儿子。
It says right there that everything was created by Jesus.
那我们知道神创造，我们信耶稣的，我们说神创造世界，但是圣经这个希伯来书和哥罗西书都告诉我们，其实是耶稣创造。约翰福音一章都是这样说。
We know that as Christians that God created the earth, but here in Hebrews and what we just read in Colossians, it tells us that Jesus is the creator. And even the book of John chapter 1 tells us that Jesus created.
因为约翰福音第一章说，太初有道，这道与神同在，是吧？万物是藉着他造的。
Because in first chapter of John it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and through him all things were created.
这个道就是耶稣
And the word was Jesus.
所以我们看得到耶稣是创造者，你想想这个创造者，创造宇宙，创造一切的神，是爱你的，为你而死，使你成为公主王子。
And here is this God, the creator of the universe, who loves you, came to earth, he died for you, he loves you, he made you a prince and a princess.
神是很奇妙，即系有好多人唔信神创造世界。
There are a lot of people that don't believe that God created the world。
我就系有几样嘢我想提，系可以证明神创造世界，将佢嘅子母放喺世界里边。
I just have a few things I want to point out that can help us understand that God, when He created, He put His little fingerprint on everything He made。
各位有冇听过一个我？上网用这个翻译，这个翻译你不明白就不紧要。桑德多纳有没有听过？桑德多纳没人听过。你去打这个字，即翻译机就会出现是新 dollar。新 dollar。那个新的多纳是一个海生物，是圆圆碌碌的。Sand dollar, yeah. Sand dollar. Hey, you heard about it. Yeah. 我们
早几年前翻美国去墨西哥，在海边执着好多个呢、这个 sand dollar， 系一个小生物圆圆碌碌嘅。咁佢嘅形状好得意嘅。当你晒干佢嘅时候咧，摆到晒干咧，佢就会佢显出嚟好似个圣诞花喺面头嘅。但系有三个鹅蛋形嘅，好似三位一体。The sand dollar is so amazing. You know, you get it out of the ocean, you dry it out. It looks like a poinsettia.And yet it's got three little ovals like the Trinity. 当你脆卜卜你打开佢里边，喺里边有啲好似白鸽，一啲嘅形体，好似一个小白鸽喺里边。And you open it up, and out comes these little perfect little doves, the shape of doves. 嗰个有好多嘅从呢个 sand dollar 嗰个形状，佢人哋话睇到三位一体嘅真神。圣灵系好乳鸽啊 ，and they, many people say the sand dollar is like a little image of the Trinity, and inside it's got the dove, which is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. 有冇人睇过嗰个影片系讲到宇宙嘅伟大 ？Have any of you seen that movie called Incredible? Is it about the how amazing the universe is?记唔记得佢一路讲嗰啲星系星系，跟住好远好远，有啲嘅好大嘅星系咪有啲嘅形状好似个十字架 ？And you know, they've got these huge. The Hubble telescope is taking these images and way out there in space. And when you look at these star clusters, and what you see is this big cross staring you in the face. 系咪？点解神会放一个十字架嘅形象喺个天空呢？Why did God put the image of the cross way up there in the sky? 有冇听过 DNA 基因组 ？Have you ever heard of DNA? 你知道冇两个人嘅 DNA 系相同 ？You know that there's no two people's DNA is the same. 而家世界上有七十亿人。Now there's 7 billion people in the world today. Only 7,000, yeah. Small world, huh? 历代咁多人冇两个相同嘅 DNA. 就算孖生都唔一样。Nobody's DNA is the same, even if they're twins. 讲个指模，有冇两个人嘅指模一样？ How about fingerprints? Are there any two people with the same fingerprint?点解啊？每人有十个手指，而家七十亿人系现在生活，你冇讲以往嘅。点解冇两个人嘅手指冇系一样嘅 ？Why out of 7 billion people today and all the people in history, no two people have the same fingerprint？ 你话冇神存在？这个人嘅指模已经证明有个创造者系做我哋指模。Just fingerprints alone tell us that there's a God who created fingerprints. For everybody, He gives you a special one. 每一个人神俾你一个特别嘅指模，系咪？有啲更复杂嘅，不过我谂除咗就冇人听过嘅，我都唔知识唔识翻译。斐波那契次序 ，Fibonacci sequence, mathematical numbers. You've heard about Fibonacci's? Pete knows that. 呢个系一个嘅数据嘛，系有一个兔仔，跟住有第二个兔仔，一，跟住过一段时间有两个，跟住变三个、五个、八个、十三个、廿一个，一路咁样继续嗰个次序落去，好多嘅形状，好多嘅花，好多嘅贝壳，系一个唔知点解用呢个嘅次序一定要做成。The Fibonacci numbers, you know, it starts with one rabbit and then you get two rabbits and then from two goes to three, five, eight, 13, 21. It's the way it is. And yet they have the same progression that's seen in flowers, in the patterns of the flowers, it's seen in seashells, in the circles, and many geometric symbols. One, two, three, five. You can go on the internet and research it. It's very interesting. 好似神嘅手指即是一个指模放在很多的天然界，为什么会这样？神的指模 God's fingerprint through Fibonacci numbers. You go on the internet and figure it out. It's very interesting, all these interesting things. 神是创造者，耶稣是创造者。
我哋知道耶稣创造，好快我哋睇埋，你睇第三节。And very quickly, let's just go on to verse 3. We're just going to skim over these things. 第三节，他是神荣耀所发的光辉。Jesus is the light of the glory of God. 请问呢，光同埋光嘅光线可唔可以分开？Can you separate light from the light rays? 太阳的和太阳的光可不可以分开？ Can you separate the sun from the sunlight? 耶稣就是神荣耀的光辉，即是什么？耶稣就是神，是吧？耶稣的荣耀光辉和神的荣耀光辉，即是一样。So what's it mean that Jesus is the light, the reflection of is the light that comes from God? It's the same, right? You can't separate the sun from the light. So 呢个最强调耶稣就系神，跟住是神本体的真像 and it says that he is the image of God. 系咪？所以我哋睇得到神同埋耶稣同神冇可能分开。但是跟住常用他权能的命令托住万有，神做咩？耶稣做咩？用他的权能托住万有。 Jesus is using his hand to hold everything up. 那托住万有有时整个冷气托住冇俾佢跌， you know, if you're fixing an air conditioner you want to hold it up, right? 是不是耶稣站在那里揸着个大技巧托住不要放？ Is Jesus standing there like a big atlas, you know, holding up the world? 不是，耶稣是托住万有，因为这个世界神创造，他都是维持持续这个世界。 Because Jesus created the world, but he's also having the world continue. 很快讲到几样东西你会明白的，地心吸力。Real quickly, just what is gravity? 我哋搞个太阳行星嘅，点解唔会互相撞？因为个地心吸力彼此之间令到我哋全部都喺个太阳嘅轨道行，系咪 ？Why are our 9 planets in our solar system? Why don't we crash into each other? Because the gravitational pulls between them keep them each in their separate orbits, so they go around, 系咪？呢种嘅地心吸力系边度嚟嘅？系咪耶稣托住紧佢？Where does this gravitational pull come from? Is it God holding it together? 大家知道日本海啸跟住有辐射泄漏系咪？ We all know that in Japan, you know, the tidal wave and then the tsunami, the radiation. 我哋知道一个核电厂点样做核电呢？ Do you know how an atomic plant makes atomic energy? 佢要将个核子分开。They need to separate the atom.为什么要将个核子分开？核子里面有什么？有个核心，跟着旁边有电子、静子围住它，是不是？ You know, the atom, there's the nucleus, and then there's electrons and protons flying around it, right? 是不是？那这些核子里面那个，为什么它不会电子、静子，为什么不飞走啊？ Why don't the nucleus and the atoms and proteins...Electrons and proteins, why don't they all just separate on their own? 有些科学家曾经提倡一个理论，就是说无名的浆糊将核子是凝固一起。There's at one time a theory called atomic glue that kept the atoms sticking together. 神是托住万有，耶稣是托住万有。Jesus is holding it together. 如果有一天耶稣放手，所有个核子就会爆的。One day Jesus is going to stop holding it together. All the atoms are going to explode. 你知道我们所有的物品是用核造成的嘛？物料就是全部是小小的核子造成的嘛？ You know, every material thing is made out of atoms, right? 为什么它不分开的？喂，分开的？不分开嘛？神是托住佢。It doesn't separate because God is holding it together. 或者一个唔信神嘅科学家唔接受呢个理论，但你都冇办法解释点解佢唔分开。Maybe a scientist does not accept that God's holding it together, but you cannot explain why it sticks together.
我说耶稣如果可以托住万有，他可不可以托住你生命？
If Jesus can hold the atoms together, if Jesus can hold the planets together, can he hold your life together?
耶稣可不可以使到你生命是不会崩溃？
Can Jesus keep your life from falling apart?
耶稣可不是创造世界，是圣受万有，可不可以照顾你？
If Jesus created the earth and he is sustaining it and above everything, can he take care of you?
耶稣有没有这个能力照顾你今天所面对的问题？
Does Jesus have the power and the authority to take care of the problem you're facing today?
耶稣不是只是西方的神，耶稣是世界宇宙的神。
Jesus is not the God of the Western world, Jesus is the God of the world. He created the world.
看到最后那里，托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
He made redemption for sin. He cleansed our sins, and then he sat down on God's right hand.
神的右边在哪里？
Where is the right hand of God?
我问你，耶稣在哪里？你知不知道？
Where do you think Jesus is?
谁说耶稣是天上举手？
Who thinks that Jesus is in heaven? Point and raise your hand.
有些人举手。好。
谁说耶稣是我们当中举手？ Who says that Jesus is among us? Raise your hand.
多些人举手。
谁说耶稣是你心里边举手？ Who says that Jesus is in your heart? Raise your hand.
哇，你们是不是精神分裂？有好多人举了三次手。
Some of you raised your hand three times.
那么究竟耶稣在天上在这里但是心里边。
So where is Jesus in heaven here or in your heart?
三个地方都是不是？
He's in all three, right?
因为耶稣是哪里都有耶稣嘛。
Because Jesus is everywhere.
那为什么这里说耶稣是神的右边？
So why does it say that Jesus is on the right hand of God?
这个右边是一个权力的意思。
To say he's on the right hand of God means he has the authority.
因为在个右手他是执权渣 有权势有权柄。
Because on the right hand he has the authority, he has the power. He is above all.
第四节，他所承受的名既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
Jesus is also above all names and above all angels.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们认识耶稣的身份，他的身份是 很犀利的。他是创造者，他是承受万有，他是超过万有，他是洗净你的罪，他是神的真相，他是神所发的光辉，他是托住万有。
Look at all these things that Jesus is. He is the creator. He is God. He is above all. He receives all. He has washed you clean. He has created the world. He is the brightness of the glory of God.
He has a superior name. He is above all angels. 这个耶稣同土地神主君一不一样？
Is this the same as the God of the kitchen or the ground God?
这个耶稣同菩萨关公有没有分别呢？
Is this God different than Buddha or
关公？
He's different.
我告诉你，如果你是明白耶稣的身份，你相信他，你可以跟耶稣说，耶稣你是创造主，你创造我，你爱我，为我死，我将我生命交托给你，我求你掌管我，保护我。
You can say to Jesus, you can say, God, you are the creator, you created me, you love me, you died for me, and you're in charge of everything, I give you control of my life.
是吗？因为耶稣是要掌管你一切的，他托住万有，他有能力照顾你的。我告诉你，
If he's holding all things together, he has a power and the way to take care of you.
你今天可不可以将你所担心的话，耶稣我搞不定，你托住万有，我交给你搞定。
Can you say to Jesus about your problems today, say, Lord, I can't handle this problem. I give it to you. You're holding all things together. I can't handle it. You take care of it. 行不行? 我们一起祈祷。 Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你。 你的身份很厉害。 可能我们都不是说十足明白，十分明白。你是一个好非常之伟大，你是创造主，你独一无二的真神，你超过万有的。耶稣，我们感谢你，多谢你，你是高高在天上，道空自己来到世间，为我们而死，取人的仆人的身份。 甚至乎是死在十字架上，洗干净我们的罪。你不单止是这样，你升翻天，有是坐在神的右边，满有权能。主耶稣，我们有好多的问题，好多我们自己搞不定的事。主耶稣，我求你今日来到我们当中，我求耶稣俾我们明白你的身份，你的能力。 主耶稣，我求你开晓我们的心，可以相信你，愿我们可以将我们一切的困扰、一切的担忧、一切的事情交托翻俾耶稣，因为主我系搞唔掂，好多问题我自己冇办法，但系我知道耶稣你有办法，所以我将我个问题交托俾耶稣你。主，我都求你俾我哋每一个人嘅眼睛打开。 可以睇清楚你嘅身份，让我哋耳朵打开，俾我哋去听到你同我哋讲嘅说话。我哋多谢主，听我哋祷告，奉耶稣名求，阿门。 如果你想耶稣加入你嘅生命，你只要咁样祷告。 话耶稣你系超过万有，你满有权柄，我要将我一切嘅事交俾耶稣你管理。你可以经历到耶稣每一日陪住你，同你倾偈带领你。佢爱你爱到底。当你散会之前，我就想问，头先我咁样祈祷，但系有冇人想？ 做呢个祷告啊！我想耶稣带领我一生一世，我想耶稣做我嘅托住我生命。有冇可以举手？我哋为你祈祷，见到。有冇其他人？见到。不如我哋做一次祈祷。如果你举个手咧，你可以跟住我祈祷冇？
亲爱主耶稣，我多谢你，我知道你系真神，我相信你创造一切，又创造我，我将我生命交托俾耶稣，求耶稣洗干净我嘅罪。 我求耶稣加入我生命当中，托住我生命，带领我生命。我需要耶稣参与我嘅人生，所以现在打开我心门，求耶稣加入，我要跟随主你。 多谢耶稣听我祷告，奉耶稣名求，阿门。默祷之后散会。